Okay, it's recording.
This is part three of the topic that we have been discussing, the work ethic from a Torah perspective. And essentially, the first two shiurim were devoted to the resolution of what seems to be a contradiction between two statements of Chazal. On the one hand, Rav Meir's statement that a father should teach his son umnas tekiyah v'kala, should teach him a trade, a profession, a craft. And the statement of Rav Noroi, meniach ani kol umnas sheba'olam ve'melamed es b'ni ala Torah. As the well-known, I mentioned the ditty that goes, Torah is the best of schera. And therefore one should devote oneself to the study of Torah exclusively. So we presented a number of resolutions, that of the Bi'a Halacha. We'll just summarize them very briefly. Bi'a Halacha and Siman Shin Vav indicates that the Machlokes Tanoim that we presented, but in terms of Psak Halacha, we pass on like the Braisa and Daf Chavtes against the position of Rav Noroi. And perhaps we'll just add to that Bi'a Halacha. We already mentioned it, but I sent a copy of the Bi'a Halacha today in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, a second place where the Bi'a Halacha weighs in on this issue. And he comments on the Mechaber in Kuf Nun Vav, Mechaber Paskins, that after the person has completed davening, Yelech La'asokov, of course he should first be Koveya Zman in the Beis Medrash, but then subsequently he should engage in some Parnosa-oriented profession. The Chol Torah She'enim Ha'malacha Sofa B'teila V'gorer Sovan. He cites the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ki Ha'oni Yavirenu Al Das Kenai. Because Rachmanu Litzlan Anius is something that, God forbid, could have catastrophic consequences. Av Soloveitchik Zatzal once cited a Achsidish Shavot in Yiddish. I probably should say it in Yiddish this way, no one will understand it. And therefore, I will be spared from any mishap. We say actually in the Zmiras of Shabbos, Al Shtei Lechem Yitzu Tzmimim. For two different types of bread, even Tzmimim can be broken. The Gevol and Subrochim. What are the two Lechemim? So we know that Lechem can refer to either Kima Lechem Asher Oichel, referring to Panosa, or Lechem can also refer to the vibe from a mensch, a man's wife. Al shtei lechem yitzu smimim. Smimim can be broken over issues of panasa or achman litzlan if they're not zoche to rei chayim ma'isha asher hafta, which is the same pasuk that Chazal called for panasa. I'm just mentioning that because the lashon of the mechaber ki ha'oni yavirenu al das kenei, person can be literally broken as a result of lacking parnasa. But of course, the Mechaber then writes, one should have a sense of proportion, which is the key. The key, of course, is the kvias in learning Torah, and the malacha should be tofel, should be secondary. So clearly the Mechaber here, paskins, like the position, which is essentially mentioned by Kimat, Rogues Doli Apaskin. So the Mishnah Berurah and Bi'a Halacha here, are the, over and above that which he said in Shin Vav, Mishnah Berurah here comments, as I mentioned already, similar to the Psak of the Bris Kehov that we also refer to. Chiddush HaGri has noted that there is the Psak of Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig Ben Minadar Acheretz, and that applies to Rav Ha'olam, but undoubtedly the Midah of Rabbi Shimon Yochai is also a correct Midah for Yechidei Segula. And he refers to the Rambam Shmita V'Yovel, citing that as the source for the position of Rav Shimon Yochai, even though the Gemara said in Brachas of Amen Hey, Harbi Asu Kirashbi will also be other. That seems to be the Psak. So here, look at the Mishnah Berurah on page 13, and he writes, Kosu Asvarim, Shezeu Nema the Chalal Ha'olam. This notion that for the entire world, Shein Kulam Yicholam Liskos Lalos and Madrega Ramazo Lios Iskam Rakpatero Levada. Only Yechidei Segula are capable of devoting themselves exclusively and entirely to the study of Torah. Aval anashim yechidim, for the bulk of the world, yuchal imatzi b'chaleis b'eifen zeh, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachis, harbi yosu kashim in yechay will also be other, but saloma dafka harbi means the rov, the majority, the preponderant majority of the world, should follow not the position of Shimon Yochai because it was not successful. To those who follow the position of Rashbi, which is a significant midah for Yechidus Kula, Hashem will provide them with their panasa. And that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Shvi Devi Yevel, Halacha Yud Gimel. But the Rambam said, V'lo Shevi Levi Bilvad, U'vifrat in Kvad Nimsu Anoshim Shirotzim L'haspik Lo Tzorcho K'dei Shasim B'Torah, B'Vadai Lo Shayach Zeh V'Yisocho Uzulun Yochiach. Individuals who are going to be Tomchei Torah. There's a fascinating Chazal that Mefarshim talk about, Vayiga B'chaf Yerecho. So Chazal comment that Esav, the Malach Shel Esav, and the struggle with Yaakov was Nogea B'chaf Yerecho, B'tomchim Daraisa, with those who support the study of Torah. And certainly there's a Inyan Gadol for individuals to support Torah institutions, and shortly we'll attempt to navigate the position of the Rambam regarding this matter. But that was the Bia Halacha, both in Shin Vav and also, as you can see, in Kuf Nun Vav. We mentioned as well the Marsha at the end of his Chidushim, Chidushi Agon and Kedushin, where Keva, that is the position of the Torah in terms of the interaction between these two. Torah should be Keva, Umna should be Arai. There's no machlokas. We mentioned as well the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that Rav Noray was speaking about a young man, the early years should be devoted to the study of Torah. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Sofer Le'Keturah, you have to stuff them like an ox. Girsa the Ankusa Le'Mishtacha, the Gemara in Shabbos, and we know that that which a person learns when he's young, when he's Bimloy Kechesa, before he has responsibilities, that evolve upon him. So that's a, that Moshe Feinstein Zatzal indicates. Mashen Ken, once a person becomes an adult and has responsibilities, unquestionably he's obligated to study a craft, to study a profession. We also mentioned the Chassam Sefer in a rather novel, creative kind of chiddush mentioned in Lulav HaGozel, that he discusses the Mishnah in Sukkah, Esog HaKushi, and if Esog is Domer HaKushi, he quotes from his Rebbe, the Baal HaFlo Zatzal, regarding this machlokas in Brachas Lamed Hei between Rashbi, Rav Shimon Yochai, and Rabbi Shmuel. And where the Gemara said, Harbi also ki Rav Shimon Yochai will also be Adam. So Medayik Nechsam Sefer, ki. Many thought they were of that caliber of Rav Shimon Yochai, but they really weren't. And the Nechsam Sefer, La Halacha, has a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz. The Din of Rav Noroi, that Eimalamin is B'nei Ala Torah, he contends only applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's an obligation to teach umnas because the mitzvah of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is focused on agriculture, on agronomy. One has to till the soil, one has to work the land. That's the pshuto shel mikra of many psukim in Chumash. And this is the position of the Chassam Sefer. However, regarding his insight as far as ki, dome kikushi, ki rav shim yichoy will also be adam. This is also found in a comment of the Marsha. The Marsha says so explicitly. Take a look on page number 9. You'll see the Marsha in his comment there on the Sugi and Brachis. So I underlined it. Har b'yosu k'ashim and yichoy will also be adam. Comments the Marsha, Nira the Farish. Devada yeh tzadikim gemurim. Demekayim behu. That certainly through them can be mekuyam. Melechas atzma nasis aydei acherim. Ela dema'atim heima. They are few in number, those that, in effect, are able to sit and learn Torah, and others will sustain them. He quotes another Gemara in Sukkah, that the number of Bnei Aliyah are few in number. And, of course, if they are few in number, he and his son are among them. No one has the right to say, to arrogate for himself that level, that he is in the league of Rav Shimon Yochai v'chaverav, v'shemalachton nasis aydei acherim, shetzadi gomrani. No one has the right to go ahead and contend that I am a totally righteous person of that madrega of Rav Shimon Yochai, d'shemahu toeh, v'eno tzadi gomer. Maybe he's deluding himself. Maybe he's operating under an illusion. So when they said that they behaved as Rabbi Yishmael. That fits into Rove of the World. Rabbi also Kirav Shimon Yochai, and he writes of Visharub and Einan Sadin Gemur and Kirav Shimon Yochai. So I'm not sure he's making the same deal as the Chassam Sofer. I don't think so, but the idea is the same. The Yesod Advarim is that no one has the right to go ahead and assume ipso facto that I am of the caliber of a Shimon Yochai. And then he quotes all the Divrei Chazal, Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Kol Torah Sheni Mamalacha Sofer B'Teila. But of course, Lasi Lavo, then will be Makuyam, the Pasuk of the Amech, Kulam Tzadikim, Leolam Yishu Oretz, and then we'll fulfill all the Psukim the Gemara mentions over there in Brachas, Yom Duzorim, Ruud Sonchem, that Malachtan will be in effect Naseis, Ayyadeh Acherim. We saw also Avachan of Asavin in the Kovitz Ma'amorim and the Mikneh Kedushin and the Pnei Yeshua, that the resolution of this contradiction is the following. Rav Noroi stressed, Meniachani, Kol Umne Shema'olam, and Melamed as Bini Al Torah. The stress is on my son. Because his son, in light of the Gemara we mentioned in Kedushin, who Lilmod, Abno Lilmod, who Kodul Ibno, Bino Charif Umemulach. So then, if my son is Mesugal to learn, and my son has the capacity, both the intellectual acuity, as well as the resilience, as well as the tenacity, the ruggedness, the ability to sit, Tarotz HaShiachim Yabri B'Yeshiva, that's what Rav Noroi is referring to. Masha'en Ken Ameir, Lolim Yilamid Adam Esbenai, Umna Sikia V'Kala. I want to mention again another resolution of the Meiri, the Dilon Yerushalmi, which is found here on page number 7 of the Maran Mekomos. The Meiri actually has a position which is actually, to a large extent, quoted by the Tur. I think the Mechaber really reflects this comment on the Meiri as well. The Mechaber that we just saw a moment ago, it's quoted by the Tur, it's quoted in the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh I saw, namely, Mufcha Shebu Umnus to HaTorah. The ideal Umnus is Torah. Now the question is how to read this Meiri. There are two possible readings, Lefiyah Niyuzdaiti in this Meiri. I underlined it on page number 7. He writes, Krabi Arnu Sheov Chayav Lelamis Beno Umnus, Bekol Shelo Asakein Keilu Malam Lelistos, that's the language of the Gemara, Shek Shehu Godl Mavakash Limudo, Matzalom Mashahur Galbo, Menamotzi V'Holich Malasim Esabrios. And then the epicenter of the Meiri is the following two lines. Umikomakom, says the Meiri, Kol Shalimdo Torah, if a father teaches his son Torah, Ein Tzarech Lelamdo Umnes Acheres. Sheyesh Torah, Yesh Kemach. V'limu Torah V'umnes Litzdodin Nishno. There are two ways to interpret this terminology of the Meiri. One possibility is to say that a father is allowed to go ahead and use Torah as the Umnes. The profession I'm going to teach my son is Torah. That will be the umnus that we are speaking about. Namely, he'll have panosa. How? He'll be a mechanech, he'll be a malamid, he'll be a dayan, he'll be a rav, he'll be a rosh yeshiva. That is perhaps embedded in his language. Kol shelimdo Torah ein tzarech lelamdo umnus acheres, sheyesh Torah yesh kemach. It sounds like that the kemach is found in the Torah. That's the umnus. I have difficulty
with this.
Why shlita? That's about what I was about to ask. That pshat is very difficult. That's a kardom lach barbo par excellence against the Mishnah, against the sugi in the Dorm, against a number of sugis in Shas. So probably what he means is the following, l'chora, that the chashivas of Liman HaTorah is shokol connected any umnus, no matter how wealthy a person can become as a result of umnus, just like Rashbi v'chaveru of Tarasan umnusam, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Liman HaTorah itself is the premium approach. Haderech hachi muvchar mikol mitzah mikol umnus. And if you read the Lashon, I think you can actually read it into his language as well. Umikom mekom kol shalim dal Torah in tzarech olam da umnus acheres. It's not explicit, but I think what Rabbi Weiss mentioned with the first explanation, which I actually saw in a Sefer. I went looking to see what exactly is the Havana, and I saw in the Sefer Shari Talmud Torah that he writes on Daf Resh Mem Dalet that he claims that the first pshat seems to be the literal understanding of the text of the Meiri. The difficulty there, as I said, and as Rabbi Weiss said, because here we have seemingly Cardinal Lachbar Bum. So it seemed to me that the more explanatory position, which I think is from a halachic standpoint, more sentient and more intelligible, is the chshivus of Limud HaTorah, and that's what he's saying. So we presented a number of different approaches. We also mentioned yesterday the Psak of Rav Avadya for a young man who graduated yeshiva, what's called Beit Sefer Yisodi, and now the question is, should he go to yeshiva tichonit, to a high school in Eretz Yisrael, or should he opt to study Torah? And Rav Avadya answers that if he's extraordinary, if he's an unusual young man, and there are many such young men, so then he should devote himself to the study of Torah. But if someone does not have that inclination, is not made of that kind of metal, so then clearly one should try to combine both Torah with some form of secular studies in order to be able to have panasa, in order to be able to have umnes. So all that which we have spoken about till now relates to what the Mishnah wrote in Kedusha and Chavtesim and Aleph, Choy Vasahov al HaBen, the obligation of a father regarding his son. But as far as the individual himself, it's very clear there are many, many Mamari Chazal that indicate the obligation of a person to find a parnasa to sustain himself. Here we have on page number 7 of the handouts, you have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Kol Torah Sheinim Amalacha, Sofa Betelu, Garer Sabon, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch there on Simon Kuf Nun Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch added, as I mentioned a moment ago, Ki Ha'oni Yavir Sa'adam Adas Kono. You have another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, also here, directly below the one we just saw, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin, in Main Kemach in Torah. And we have as well a famous Gemara, where the Gemara actually discusses in Brachos on page number 9. The Gemara has a well-known, very beautiful statement in Chazal on top of the page. The Gemara says here, Om Rav Chia Ba'ami Mishmei De'ula, Godol Hanenem Yegia Kapav Yosem Yirei Shamayim. Someone who works and toils for a living is on a high madrega, an individual who's Yirei Shamayim. Dilu Gabi Yirei Shamayim Ksiv Ashrei Yish Yirei Hashem. So when you compare and contrast the two statements, so with reference to Yirei Shamayim, the Torah, the Navi rather, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Ashrei Ish, happy is the person who has Yiras Hashem. When it comes to someone who's Nen and Yigia Kapov, the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, and the Gemara has this in Brachos as well, Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tovloch. Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Tovloch L'Olam Haboh. The language of a Tovloch is not found vis-a-vis a Yirei Shamayim. It's only found vis-a-vis someone who's Nene Miyagia Kapo. But again, even having said that, we have to take into account that which we saw till now, the Marsha and Kedushin, that once you make Taras al Keba, and once you make Malach to Arai, and we saw this as well, even the Rambam, for example, on the same page here, on the bottom of the page, the Rambam has a striking description, depiction of the day of a Talmud Chacham, or the day of the life of a Jew. And the Rambam says here, in Perek Aleph, and he writes in the Halacha Yud Beis, after he defined and formulated the Halacha that the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to be Koveya Itim Latera. It's fascinating that the Rambam in Halacha Ches writes, Kol Ish Miyisrael Chayim B'Talmud Torah, Bein Oni, Bein Osher, Bein Sholem, Bein Bal Yisurin, Bein Bocher, Bein Shoyazokin Godol, Shetosh Ashkocha, Afilo Oya, Mispanish, Ben Atznoka, Umechazel El Apsochim, Afilo Bal Ishu, Obonim Chayu, Likvo, Lozman, the Talmud Torah, Bayom Valaylo. Shenem, Bal Gisim, Bayom Valaylo. The Ram does not define the mitzvah, as one would have expected, the obligation to learn Torah. The Ram, in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he speaks about those who are exempt from Talmud Torah. Striking how the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah with those who are exempt. And the Rambam, apparently, the mashmos of the Rambam, that's what many already comment in Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Talmud Torah, that the key, the primary directive of Talmud Torah is to teach Torah la'achirim, to impart Torah to others. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is Baruch is Malami Torah la'am Yisrael, as we say in the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and we have to engage in the Matat Yodei, Mahu Afato, the Gemara in Seita. So, Mahu Malami Torah, Afanachnu, chayavim lelamid Torah. And that the Rambam, the key mitzvah is the mitzvah of lelamid Torah l'am Yisrael. And the learning of Torah is only a hechatimtza, only a hechsher mitzvah, in order for one to be able to teach. Obviously, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, k'sheit atzmecha v'achagra k'sheit acherim. If one himself is not learned, you cannot teach others. So it's fascinating. When the Rambam defines the mitzvah, he doesn't define the mitzvah as to learn Torah, but rather likvah lozman, the Talmud Torah v'yom v'alayla. So the mitzvah is kviyas man. That implies already that one is not necessarily engaged in the study of Torah 24/7, but rather one is apportioning parts of his day and dedicating fixed hours in his day to the study of Torah. And then in Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam gives you a description, and we mentioned the other day that this description is not necessarily b'tiyum in today's world. The Rambam says, "Ketzad haya bal umnis." Someone has a profession. Wow, halavai. That one should be able to engage in the study of Torah 9 hours and work for 3 hours, and that's sufficient. There are individuals who are zoche to that kind of setup, but I would say they are a miut. And I'm not even sure it's a miut hamotzi. Perhaps it's a miut she'en hamotzi in halakhic terminology. The Rambam continues, what exactly should one do during those 9 hours? And he describes the apportionment of time, the division of time in terms of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So one sees from this Rambam that, and that's how it's quoted as well in Shulchan Aruch, that his malacha should not be ikar. The malacha should be arai, the Torah should be keva. That's clear from the Rambam's division in terms of how the day is divided. And b'zeh b'zeh, he's kind of be yodom. That's on the mechaber that we saw a moment ago in Kuf Nun Vav. That's on the mechaber wrote the halacha. But coming back to this Gemara here on top of the page, Godol anene miyegi akapo yosem yirei shamayim. What exactly is the pshat in this Gemara? So the Gemara tells us because of the element of betovlach that's found with reference to yegi akapecha, and not with reference to someone who's yirei shamayim. The Mashor directly below, if you look on top of the page, on page 9, the Mashor actually explains this Gemara based on a famous sugi in Tainis of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, who had difficulties with Parnosa, and a golden leg came down in Hashamayim, and of course his better half, Ishtar Gagufo, was frightened actually that perhaps he'd be chaser in Olam Haba, and of course the leg had to go back, and he indicates that this is Pshat in the Gemara, Godol Anena Ba'ilam Hazeh Mihi Akapo She'ena Mechaser B'zeh Chelko Ba'ilam Haba, that if he is careful, and he's Nene Mihi Akapo, and he doesn't take from others, he doesn't have this golden leg coming down in Hashamayim, because that would, in effect, God forbid, impinge or infringe on what he's going to ultimately get in Olam Haba. And he quotes this Gemara, this sugya in Brachas, that a person should opt the boy Leonos Mischar Maisa Be'ilam Hazeh, Rav Chanina Ben Deisa. And this way, he will not be deficient in Olam Haba. And this is how he understands the pshat in the Gemara. I once heard many years ago, from Hagoyin of Avigdor Debrenzon Shlita, that I attended his shmuzin for approximately 8 years. So he had a different mahalach in understanding that Gemara here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. He understood that there's an obvious question that should be asked the moment one sees this Gemara. We don't understand the nature of what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is speaking about two different items that seemingly are disparate, are not really connected one to the other. There's one individual who's yogea, what the Gemara calls nene b'yegi akapo, and there's another individual who's yirei shamayim. Yegi akapo refers to whatever mitzoa, whatever profession I decide to choose in order to sustain myself in the material world. That's a physical, material kind of enterprise. Yegi akapecha. Yirei shamayim is of a spiritual nature, is a ruchniyistik amayla, is not in the realm of the gashmi. So what exactly is the Gemara saying? What is the nature of this comparison, of this contrast? It's min b'sheino mino. It's two items that are completely distant, one from the other. Kirchog mizvach v'mayra. I think he gave a mashal, Hagoyin Yadavon Sol Shlita, of a person who says the following, that he likes a chicken that's barbecued. This barbecue chicken is better than the picture that was the artist Rembrandt put together. Ma'ashaychus. There's no connection between these two items. The picture of Rembrandt is obviously an artist can appreciate and can value it and evaluate it and appraise it for whatever it's worth, millions of dollars. Ma'ashein kein, the barbecue chicken. That's a dvar machol. That's something which a person physically is nena from. One is in the tchum of an artist and the world of artistry. And even if I'm not such a bucky in Rembrandt and the like, but certainly a barbecue chicken has no kesher. Ma'in and shmitzah, it's la'asinai. So what is the Gemara saying here? Godla nena mi'agia kapo yosi mi'resha ma'im. How's it shaykh to even make such a statement that Rabbi Chiya Ba'ami, in the name of Ula, said? So he answered that this concept that anena miyigia kapo is greater than Yirei Shamayim, what is the reason for that? The Gemara tells us. The Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Ashrei, not just the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, but the Pasuk says, Ashrei kol Yirei Hashem ha-holech vidrochav. So in reference to Yigia Kapayim, the Gemara indicates that there's another Shevach. There are two expressions of Shevach that are mentioned regarding Yigia Kapayim. As the Gemara indicates, Yigia Kapayim Kisoichel, Ashrecha B'Tovloch. So we have number one, Ashrecha, and number two, we have B'Tovloch. With reference to a Yirei Shamayim, it just says, Ashreish, that only the Shevach of Ashre is mentioned regarding a Yirei Shamayim. So he explained, based on the Gemara in Chulin, in terms of understanding what Yigia Kapecha is, the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Memdalam Bebeiz, Yigia Kapecha refers to the following. Mi shekere v'shoyne v'roya treifa la'atzmo. A person who learns Torah, a person who studies Torah carefully, and as a result, because he was mevarer the sugya, because he carefully and exhaustively and thoroughly and comprehensively examined the sugya in front of him, he could paskin the shayla on an animal. When the question comes up regarding the kashrus of an animal, because he has studied the halacha carefully and he knows how to apply it, he can paskin the shayla. Is it kosher? Is it treif? That's what it means. Godo hanene miyigia kapo. In that respect, he is above someone who's Yirei Shamayim. Because what would Yirei Shamayim do in this kind of situation? Dafregen HaShayla. He would ask HaShayla Barav, which of course is the proper thing to do. That unquestionably is what one should do when one has a question whether an animal is kosher or not. He himself does not know the tshuva, but he's Yirei Shamayim. Chas v'shom, he's not going to eat a Safi Treifa, so he's going to ask HaShayla Na'alocha. Yes, sir, Rav. Aseh Lecha Rav. So even though that is clearly a good midah that one should follow, but it's not the same as mi sheyageya, someone who actually studies the sugya carefully and ultimately is able to pass the shayla on his own. Godol hanene miyegiya kapo, this is the pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, and daf medalam mebeis, yoser miyirei shamayim. Means the person who asked the shayla of the Rav, of course, in his situation, he can't be nene yet from his own yegiya kapo, from his own halachic analysis. He's not there yet. So he has to be mekabel, the psak of a Rav, kedir elokim chayim, es Hashem elokei hatira, the Gemara says in Psochim and elsewhere, the rabbis tamnei chachamim. But in effect, we want that each one of Klal Yisrael, the chol banayich limudi Hashem, we want each one of us to become tamnei chachamim. Each one to be able to come to his own psak halacha, by virtue of the fact that he has delved into Torah exhaustively, comprehensively, thoroughly, with hasmada, with diligence, with shakdonus. And that's what the Gemara says, Godol hanene miyigia kapo, yeseh miyirei shamayim. I thought that was a very beautiful explanation of the pshat in the sugya. But again, this is being cited because of what I mentioned a moment ago, the obligation that a person has actually to engage in some sort of umnis, Godol hanene miyigia kapo, yosim midei shamayim. So we've had a number of Gemaras that clearly indicate this, and we have other Gemaras I didn't cite actually here, all the Gemaras, but you have, for example, the Gemara has in Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis that the Gemara speaks about Chassidim Habishonim. We know the Chassidim Habishonim that they prepared an hour before davening, and 1 hour was devoted to davening, and then an hour to essentially come down from their lofty levels, because the Rishonim speak about Tfilah as being Hispashtus Agashmias. Literally, they left their guf, they left their Geshem. Geshem b'lashon Gashmias. The Chazon Ish Keseda uses that lashon to describe a physical body, a davar gashmi, a davar gashum, a geshem. So the Chassidim Rishonim spend 3 hours a day in Shachris and 3 hours a day in Mincha, 3 hours a day in Maariv. So the Gemara is the Kasha v'chi me'achas she'shoyim teshos b'yom b'tfilah teirasa and heich mishtaberes. Fascinating that the Gemara uses different lashonos each time. The Gemara describes this phenomena. And that Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara used the language of Teirosan Heich Mishtameres, Umelachtan Heich Nases. When they do Melacha, they were 9 hours a day involved in the study of Torah. And the answer to the Gemara says, Mitoch Shechasidim Heim, Teirosan Mishtameres, Umelachtan Misbareches. And this could also fit into what we discussed actually heretofore in these Shiurim. But as I said, I found fascinating the lashon of the Gemara, Teirosan Heich Mishtameres. The Gemara has, I believe, also in Shabbos, I think on Daf Yud, that the Gemara there uses a lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara is discussing, I think the context is, Vayamad ha'amah meishem and ha'beik ha'ereb, what the Pasuk says, how the Torah describes in Yisro, the interaction between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hishver regarding the judicial system that Hishver suggested. So there the Gemara says over there, a different lashon, Teirosai masai nases, when is the Torah going to be done? Different lashonos, but whatever the case is, we see from all these Gemaras that clearly there is obviously tremendous value to Parnasa, because till now in all the resolutions of the contradiction that we spoke about earlier, those were contradiction in terms of the father's obligation vis-a-vis his son. But now we're speaking about the individual himself, and there are many Gemaras indicating an obligation to study Torah. So I want to just go back for a few moments to the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, the one quoted by the Biskov, the one quoted by the Bi'a Alocha in Simon Kuf Nun Vav that we mentioned earlier. So this Rambam, which is found here on page number 10, so the Rambam itself is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdoli Achronim. The Rambam writes over there, he's talking, the context, of course, is why Sheva Levi was not Zeicha to Anachla on Eretz Yisrael, because they were dedicated to Avodas Hashem. The Rambam writes this also in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he presents the backdrop for Avraham Avinu based on Midrashim, that Shevet Levi, they're the ones who are dedicated to Avodas Hashem. It's interesting, the Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often commented on the bracha that was given actually to Shevet Levi. When we think of Shevet Levi, we think, of course, of Avodah, the Dila Beis Hamikdash. They were the Shoarim, they were the Meshoarim, the Gemara says. So there's Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Is that their preeminent role? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, that's not the preeminent role. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Ulevi Omar, Tumecho V'urecho L'ish Chassidecho, Asher Nisiso B'maso T'rivei Ramei Merivo, Ho'omer Li'aviv Limo Lo Re'isiv, V'yesechov Lo Ikir, V'yesbanov Lo Yada, Ki Shomruim Rasecho, refers to the Bris Milah, that they were very medactic about. Then the Torah goes on to list the different avodah, the different types of avodah that were performed by the Shevet Levi. What is the first the Torah mentions? Yoru mishpatecha leYaakov. And the Rambam writes actually in Mishnah Torah, he points out that the Sanhedrin always consisted of Kohanim and Levim. And this is based on Sukkim that the Rambam cites. But the first and preeminent avodah that they did was Yoru mishpatecha leYaakov, primarily to Paskin Shilas. And then secondarily, that's a secondary function. That's not the primary function of Shevet Levi. So here the Rambam Mishmita V'Yovel is clearly operating from that perspective. They're not involved in Muhammad and the like, and they're completely separated midarkei olam. They're called the Chel Hashem, Barech Hashem Chelo, and Hashem will be Mezakedem, Ani Chelkecha V'Nachaloscha, B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. So then the Rambam writes, V'lo Shevet Levi B'Vad, Elakol Ishish Mikol Boy Hoilam, Ashinod Barucho also, Vevino Mado, the Hibodo, Lamel of Hashem, the Shorso, Ulaodo, the Deus Hashem, Ba'alach yoshar kemo she'aso elokim, u'parak me'al tzavar ol cheshbeinis harabim, asher bikshu b'nei Adam, ha'rezin is kadish kadish kadoshim, bi Hashem chelko v'nachlosu da'ilu ma'om yalomim. And he'll be zoicha b'na mazir dava ha'maslilo kemo she'akadish baruch hu'z v'zaka l'kohan v'levim ha'ri David, ol v'asholam ome Hashem v'nos chelki, v'koisi ha'tatoim v'goroli. So, firstly, there's a question, whom is the Rambam talking about? When he says, Kol ish v'ish mikol bo yelam, the simple reading of the Rambam would suggest, as many suggest, even a non-Jew, even a goy, could also achieve this level. Kol ish v'ish mikol bo yelam. But many, and most, do not assume that. Many assume that the Rambam is talking about, as I mentioned before, yechidei sgula, individuals of the caliber of Rav Shimon Yechoy v'chaverov, Terosin Umnusan, they're dedicating their lives completely to Hashem Yisbarach, and they will be provided, they'll receive Siyata Dishmaya. Look at the Radvaz, comments on this Rambam. He writes, Hu miyush miyosher daito usvaraso. This is well known that the Rambam, sometimes in Mishnah Torah, a fair number of times, the Rambam says, Yeroy Ali. And this language of Yeroli is also found in the Rosh. Both these two Rishonim use such a language. So they say over from Rishon Salant that he contended that when the Rambam paskins Halacha, so then we have all the Mefarshim of the Rambam that can sometimes attempt to find, of course, and they work feverishly, and there's probably more written on the Rambam, could very well be, than Kemat any other Rishon in terms of attempting to find Mekoros for the sources of the Rambam, and often the Rambam is Masik on the Rambam, and other Rishonim Acholik on the Rambam. So there's room for, obviously, discussion, and from Maso Mata and the Shakla Vitaria, and not necessarily do we have to assume the Rambam's position is the only one that's out there. But obviously, we take the Rambam quite seriously and quite significantly. However, when the Rambam says, Yeroy Ali, so Abisal Salan said, there already, it's a different story. We're not talking about one specific Gemara here or another Gemara there, that one could argue with, that one could debate, but we're talking about the Rambam's, essentially, his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. When he says Yeroy Ali, this is an intuition that the Rambam had based on his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, that's much, much stronger than when the Rambam just paskins Halacha based on the Gemara, and one could debate the way we show him debate in the Havana of what the Pshat in the Gemara is. So this is another example. What's the marker for this Rambam? This Rambam is so mechudash, is so revolutionary and so creative. First, we don't know if he's talking about Dafka Jews as opposed to non-Jews. There are those who contend the Rambam is talking about even non-Jews can be zochet to this level. But where did the Rambam get this idea from? Says the Radvaz, he got it. Meyeshe daito usvaraso. The Rambam was very glatt in his thinking. Av Soloveitchik Zatzal said that, what's the sign of a Talmid Chacham? The sign of a Lamdan is, the Gemara has different definitions. Of Alamdan, the Ramon Yerodea says that Misha Yerodea, Lisa Velite, and Brahim, and Kermes Hashas. That's how he paskins Laloch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Someone who can discuss Rome and Kermes Hashas intelligently. And that's not a simple title to give every single Ben Torah, every single Talmud Chacham. That requires years and years of study and devotion, etc. But he said that from his perspective, a Talmud Chacham, and he said it in Yiddish. Thus, a mensch, was a kenned helen, king klum svara. You can't sell him a bowl of luxury. You can't sell him a svara that's not glatt, that's not straight. That's a sign of a Talmud Chacham. That requires years and years of learning from Gdolei Yisrael, from great Rashi Yeshiva, from Magid Eshir, from Talmudei Chachamim. One learns how to think carefully and correctly and precisely to define things and classify them. Of course, that's a classic Brisk Mahalach, but I believe it's a Yeshivish Mahalach. I don't think it's limited to Brisk. I think in general, it's a universal notion that should be celebrated and acclaimed, that when one learns how to think straight, one learns the chilah between what's Drush and what's Halacha. That's another very important distinction. Often the two tend to somehow become at tangency with each other, and one has to be, especially Rabbanim, I'm speaking to myself, not to the present company, especially Rabbanim have to be extraordinarily cautious and careful not to be ma'arvev drush and agoda. So the Rambam, says the Radvaz, is based on Yosher Daitus Raso. V'digdaki bidvarav zal shekosav. V'yiskolo ba'ilam azeh davar amaspiglo. Shakodesh Baruch Hu will be mezakeh the person la'aviach ba'ilam davar ha'maspik lo v'lo sheyashlich atzmai al ha'tzibor. And as well, he'll be zochet to siyata d'shmaya. This person will not have to become a ward of the tzibor, will not have to be a welfare case, other people will support him. No, but he'll be zochet to unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. V'ayin b'meshakasa b'feresh mishnah v'leikar d'lachtabo. Oho. We're going to examine that. I'm not sure we're going to get to that tonight, but that requires enormous amount of examination, a famous Rambam Shita. So basically, what is the Rambam saying, the way the Radaz interprets it? In Pashas, it's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah right below. And if you test him obeys, the Gemara has a famous comment. The Gemara says, Omer Abishua ben Levi, Dobro Zeh, namely, what are we talking about? A person who's Isaac Batera, that person will be zeicher to siyata d'shmaya. We know that the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos as well. And among them, of course, we're talking about, there's a long list. It means he'll have tremendous hatzlacha, he'll prosper, he'll flourish in every way, shape, manner, and form. So here the Gemara says, I'm Rav Shua ben Levi, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Shani bin Avi and Tchsiv Layomus Sefer Hatorah Azem Mipicha and Perak Alvi Yeshua Vagisu Layom Valayla Leman Tishmor Lasos Yechala Kosev Ki Elz Tatsiach Zdrachacha Vaz Taskil Yeshua bin Nun is told by Hashem Yisbarach that will have Atzlocha and Meshulish Beksuvim. The psukim in the beginning of Tehillim Perak Aleph, Gimataras Hashem Chetzo, Uvtaraso Yegi Yom Valoila, Vayoke Shosa Pal Gimayim, Shapiro Yite Vito, Viole Loibo, Vachalasha Yasi Yatsriach. So this apparently is what the Radvaz Bepashtus has in mind, that he will not have to be Mashlich Atzmo Alatzibo, the Hispanis Menatznoka, but in effect, he'll be able to be Zeche to this kind of Siyat Nishmaya that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Mezakeh him with. Okay, I plan on examining, if you don't mind, but I'm not going to do it now because this would be mitzayer, many people, because the Gemara says there are two gersos in the Gemara, of course. One is that lo ibri laila elo lashina, so Baruch Hashem, people should go to sleep at night and have a proper sleep. There's also another gerso, lo ibri laila elo gerso. So we could actually opt for that, but since we've already, Baruch Hashem, I think, done our job minimally, at least, so perhaps we'll leave it to next week. And Yitzchak Hashem, I hope to examine the Shita Sarambam with reference to his famous position that's found both in Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that actually is cited over here. Maybe I'll try to make a copy with a larger print so you might even be able to see it. Even though it says Osios Machkimos, and also the Rambam as well, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Kesef Mishneh, who presents obviously the, as they call it in modern Hebrew, the oppositia, the opposition to the Rambam in terms of a person being nene and being supported by Torah, which is the essentially the minhag ha'olam, the universal practice that's accepted today. We would like to explore that a little bit, and at the same time also explore a Gemara in Maseches Tainis relating to Ilfin Rav Yechanan, very famous Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, where I heard from an Adam Gadol Me'od, a wonderful pshat, which is, even though it's al pi drash, and I'm careful to say that it's drash, but I think it will really reflect a lot of the discussion that we've had till now. And Bli Neder will also plan on discussing a number of klolim relating to umnis that I think are significant and fundamental. And as I said, I'm also on board to share with you what I heard many decades ago from Agoyin Abaron HaLevi Soloveitchik Zatzal relating to this entire issue, a particular hashkofa that he had, and I think a very beautiful one, and one that has some very fundamental yesodos and hashkofas HaTorah that I hope to share with you, Yitzhak Hashem, next week.